Water is commonly used as a comparator when being taught the fundamentals of electricity. The only problem being you can see water, but you cannot see electrons flowing through a wire. A volt ohmmeter is required to confirm the presence of electricity in a circuit, and once you get accustomed to using one, it can become as intuitive as looking for the drips to find the leak in a pipe. Depending on the design and goal of an electrical circuit in a farm machine or vehicle, it is common to find a diode. A diode is nothing more than a one-way check valve for electricity, very similar in concept to a backflow protector that would be used on the water feed to a sprayer tank. The diode allows current to pass only in one direction. If a diode fails, one of two things can happen. There will be no flow of electricity, valve stuck closed, or current will flow both ways, valve stuck open. When a diode fails, the equipment or component may stop working, operate incorrectly, or damage other electrical components in the machine. Once you recognize the importance of a diode, you will be surprised how many are in use in areas where you would not have thought. A common application is in the wiring to the electromechanical clutch that is employed to engage the air conditioner compressor on most engines. The AC clutch is the same basic design as an electric PTO clutch on some equipment. Due to the nature of how an AC system works, the engagement of the compressor is cycled based on thermal load and the system's operating pressures. Going down the field or the road, you may not be aware of this duty cycle since the interior duct discharge temperature stays almost constant. As with any electromagnet, it is a coil much in the same manner as an ignition coil on a gasoline engine. In this instance, when the AC is signaled to cycle off, the ground is open to the clutch and an inherent collapsing of the magnetic field occurs. This now steps up the voltage as an ignition coil would. In most, if not all, designs, a diode is placed in the wires that go to the AC clutch at the connector. It does not allow the amplified voltage when the compressor cycles off to go back into the wire and overload or hurt any electrical component in that circuit. In many applications, if the diode fails, the circuit may not work, or you can experience repeated failures of an electronic controller on the machine or vehicle. It usually takes many exposures to the amplified voltage to hurt the part, and in the case of a farm machine and an AC clutch, it may encompass an extended period due to seasonal use. An alternator also uses a series of diodes internally to convert the alternating current that it produces into the direct current the machinery works on. Depending on the alternator design in which diode fails or becomes weak, the system may still charge about 1 volt below specification and the charge light may glimmer dimly, but more important, with modern controls found on farm equipment, feed into the circuit non-rectified AC current. This will cause a great deal of havoc with monitors, controllers, and the drive motors used on electric seed meters. Some circuits use a modified diode called a Zener diode. This can be considered a check valve that a 1 voltage input will flow both ways. That value is identified as the avalanche voltage. A diode is very easy to check with an ohmmeter. The circuit needs to be unpowered and the meter set to ohms. Take the red meter lead and touch one end of the diode and the black lead to the other side of the diode. Take a reading. It should be continuity 0 ohms or infinity open. Now reverse the leads. If the diode is good, the reading will be the opposite of the first. It is that simple to confirm the integrity of a diode.